What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and we're joined today by Steve Matheny from the Granville Area Chamber of Commerce. As we get ready to officially kick off the holidays, Steve, tell us what is happening this weekend in Granville.
Saturday will be the 40th anniversary of our traditional, iconic Christmas candlelight walking tour here in Granville. This is the 40th year for the walking tour. But because it's the 40th anniversary, we wanted to do some extra special things this year. So what we are doing Friday evening, December 5th, and we are calling it Granville Illumination Night. Since summertime, we've been talking, you know, what extras can we do, might we do to really, you know, make a big splash this year, this weekend. So we're going to do a lot of extra lighting of our downtown, up and down South Main Street, East Broadway in the village, and even on Prospect Street in the heart of the village. We have Christmas trees positioned on the sidewalks along both Main Street, Broadway, and Prospect. This year, we have 85 Christmas trees. They're set up. They have lights on them. They have tree tags on them now, and most have a bow on top. So there's 85 Christmas trees to see in their glory. But beyond that, we are illuminating some of the street trees, the canopies of some of our street trees on Broadway. We've never done that before. It promises to be spectacular, really. And I should quickly mention that these extra lighting efforts are thanks to a very generous sponsor, which is Roof Ohio. This year, they stepped up to be our Merry and Bright sponsor and are really funding all this extra lighting here in the village to make it extra special this season. So I want to be sure that folks realize their great effort to do that with us or for us. So there's that. We'll do. We have a large evergreen, living evergreen tree in town on West Broadway near the intersection of Broadway and Main Street. This is what we call the village Christmas tree. And traditionally, we do a tree lighting ceremony to kick off the holiday season, and we will start with that right about 6:15. We expect to turn on the lights of the village Christmas tree. But new this year, in addition, all the folks that gather and come to witness and observe, we're going to process as a group down the sidewalks, down Broadway, and as we progress, the intent is to throw on the light switch of all these extra lights, which should be a visual, you know, spectacular visually as we process down Broadway, and we'll kind of conclude in front of Robbins Hunter Museum, which is right next to our library on Broadway. It's a short walk. Huntington Bank Building across the street from the museum. All our extra decoration and lighting this year as we process to, you know, illuminate these extra lights as we walk by. And one more extra thing to this. It's called a soundscape. It was composed by a gentleman named Phil Klein. It's called Unsilent Night. It's a soundscape experience that's been around since the mid-70s. In essence, what it is, these are not Christmas carols, but they will be chimes and bell-like sounds in this soundscape. Four different soundtracks that play simultaneously, and people can download them on their phone, and we'll have instructions and a QR code how to download the app. But the idea is tomorrow, starting at 6:15, we'll light the big tree. We'll press play on our phones to get this soundscape started. As the music starts, the chimes start, we will proceed down Broadway through the light and conclude at 6:45. Total of about a half an hour from the lighting through the procession. And we'll have some opening remarks from dignitaries here in town, and some concluding remarks when we get to the Robbins Hunter Museum. So all of that is new for us this year on Friday night.
Such a big year with it being the 40th anniversary of the Christmas Candlelight Walking Tour. Do you know where this, you know, how far this goes back to? I'm curious to know if you know the story behind the Christmas Candlelight Walking Tour, for those who may not know.
Sure, I do know some of that history. It began in 1985, so this is the 40th year. At the onset, at the beginning, it was really the vision and the dream, I think, of it was really anchored by a number of our local churches right here in downtown Granville at the intersection of Broadway and Main Street. You may know that there are four, each of those corners, there is a church on each corner. And way back then, 40 years ago, some of the local church people thought this ought to be a way, they called it initially Granville's gift to families. And the idea of it was to have food and music and celebration and kind of launch the holiday season. Definitely a community event, a community experience, you know, just to kind of enjoy each other, celebrate the season together. So it started small, relatively small, of course, but it quickly caught on. And in not very many more years, the churches, I think, at that time began to realize, hey, we need more help with this. At that time, they approached the predecessor organization of what is now the Granville Area Chamber of Commerce and approached them and said, hey, could that organization help with the hosting and organizing and planning this annual event, which is always the first Saturday of December? And they have, and each year it has continued to grow. I did not count it this year yet, but we publish, and it'll be available. It is online, but we do a print program. We also have the schedule of event and activities for Saturday online. Many of the local downtown businesses, they do extra special things. They hand out hot chocolate and cookies and cider and candy canes, and many have music performances going on. The churches are still anchors to this event, and they will have their choirs performing. They will have other music performances, meals, food items for sure for people to enjoy. 70 individual businesses or organizations or churches that are hosting some form of activity during the Christmas Candlelight Walking Tour. Most of these events and activities are free. Again, in the spirit of, you know, Granville's gift back to families. So it's a signature event for us at the Granville Area Chamber of the year. But it's, you know, we have many businesses and corporate sponsors that help support it. I mentioned a moment ago, Roof Ohio this year. They are, as I mentioned, our Merry and Bright sponsor, for which we're very grateful. We also have a couple platinum-level sponsors. The Edwards Group at Morgan Stanley and Cherry Valley Hotel is another platinum sponsor. And we have other levels of silver, gold, and bronze sponsors that help make this happen every year. So we're proud of it. And we get thousands of people. Last year, just as a point of interest, last year's event, the Granville Library, they clocked nearly 5,000 visitors came through the library last year. Not just to see Santa, but many did see Santa. The library is decked out in its full glory. The Robbins Hunter Museum has a gingerbread contest and exhibit, and they have decorated historic Christmas trees, 10, I believe, this year in the Robbins Hunter Museum to view and to enjoy. I mean, there's just a great deal of things to come with your family, your parents, your kids, your grandkids to enjoy this kickoff of the season.
And this event is so big, and this year being the 40th anniversary, I know you mentioned, you know, you guys have the Illumination Night. Is there anything else that makes the 40th anniversary bigger and better than ever?
I mean, we're doing a lot of our traditional things, like we have a horse-drawn wagon that rolls through town all day on Saturday from 1 to 9 p.m. And those are the hours, by the way, of the walking tour event. And the horse wagon operates that entire time, free to ride on the hay wagon. Santa Claus, I mentioned. Actually, Santa Claus comes twice at the library from 2 to 5, and then he gets to have a break. And then Santa is back again from 6 to 8 p.m. The 6 to 8 p.m. shift is at the Huntington Bank Building. 2 to 5 in the library, 6 to 8 at the Huntington Bank Building. Also this year, from 4 to 6, and this is new, we have Mrs. Claus solo, but Mrs. Claus will be here on Elm Street, right in front of Elm's Pizza. And if you'd like to spend some time with Mrs. Claus, she'll be happy to greet you between 4 and 6. So those are a couple of the highlights. We also have strolling Disney characters in costume. This will be throughout the day. We'll be roaming the village, and you can get a chance to meet those characters, maybe get a photo op with one or more of them. We have a strolling barbershop quartet, Christmas caroling, just lots going on.
So I know that there's all kinds of stuff to do for the family, but this is a great event for adults too. So, and I know that you also have the free shuttle bus, which is great for people, yes, to take advantage of.
Yeah, and again, visitors to Granville may be aware and realize, yes, particularly when we have a major event going on, parking can be a challenge. We know that. What we do to address that each year for this Christmas Candlelight Walking Tour on Saturday, we do use actually two parking shuttle buses that do a continuous loop, two of each of them, from 1 to 9 p.m., two separate routes. One is what we call our East Side route, and that one originates, if you will, at Cherry Valley Hotel, which is nearby on the edge of Granville in Newark. But Cherry Valley Hotel has some, I think, 400 parking spaces, plenty of parking there. You can go visit the hotel, and they have their own activities during the tour. Enjoy those activities at the hotel, then jump on our free parking shuttle bus. It'll drive you right here into downtown Granville, drop you off. That one drops you off near the Buxton Inn, and then it goes on back its way out to Cherry Valley Hotel. And then on the west side of town here, this one originates on Weaver Drive, which is right off the highway in Granville, on Weaver Drive at the Licking Memorial Family Practice Office parking lot, which again has quite a few parking spaces. It'll bring you right uptown here into downtown village and enjoy your afternoon, and then get a ride back on the shuttle back down to your car. West Side Shuttle, its shuttle stop here in the village is right next to the CVS drugstore. If you know where that's at, that's the drop-off point. So a couple ways you can enjoy your afternoon and you don't have to sweat the parking challenge.
With all of that being said, what is your favorite part about the Candlelight Walking Tour?
Oh, thank you for asking. I have not yet mentioned another feature that we've, I think, 6 or 7 years now. We do, during the day on Saturday, between 1 and 5 this year, we have what we call our Christmas Market. It's in what's known here in town as Opera House Park, which is a little park right at the corner of Broadway and Main Street, right at the main intersection of town. It's a small park, and we'll have 10 vendors set up in that little park space with tents and, you know, tables, tents, with crafts, with food items. It's styled in the fashion of European Christmas market, which are a tradition in Europe during the holiday season to have an outdoor market with food and gift items. So, again, that'll be 1 to 5, and some of these are your vendors that you'll probably know and recognize from the Granville Farmers Market, which operates in the summer, but a few of them are participating here during the Christmas Candlelight Walking Tour. That's one of my favorite activities.
One more last thing. What's the best place for people to go to get the full schedule of events?
Another good question, Kelsey. We, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a printed program guide that includes the schedule. We will have copies of that on the south side of Broadway. Near that crosswalk, we'll have a chamber tent and table set up, and we'll have those program guides to hand out. It's also available online. Visit Granville.com, Candlelight Walking Tour. It'll pull up our event and it'll include that online schedule.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.